ready. So
yeah, but Chris was talking about meet and greets. So if you're a community member out there, there are opportunities for you to come over to the station and learn about its different departments. What are these? When are these meet and greets, and what departments do we even have?
Yeah, just today, or not today.
Oh, we already had one.
Yesterday, we had a meet and greet all about making and hosting radio, and that's with our talk and programming departments. So
that happened.
And Robin are the folks hosting that, and they're the coordinators of those departments. And if you're interested in making, like, talk radio,
I love just
and that was a session for you.
This mic is terrible. You should probably use this one instead.
Okay,
we're gonna switch mic. We're switching mics.
Gonna switch mics.
Switch mics. Use the other one. I hope they're not mislabeled. Okay, should I try talking now? Okay, yeah, that's that's much better.
We're showing
better.
You the how the sausage is made here. as we do quite a bit.
This is how sausage is made.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about, sausage?
You know the expression.
The expression? This is.
We're giving you the inside look.
We're giving. Oh, the. Oh, really? That's what people say your age? Oh my god. No, that's funny. That's funny. That's pretty good.
But anyways.
So you were saying there was one for making a program. So anybody could have had that opportunity to learn about making a program. I was going to talk about myself for a second. I was going to say I completely bypassed that entire process to get this show. But I just felt that. I reviewed a lot of records, honestly.
You told me this.
No, I haven't. I have not.
At some point. But,
no, definitely not. I've never bragged about that ever. About how
but
I
anyways,
go through all that.
Anyways, we have a couple of.
What's coming up?
Meet and greet sessions coming up in the next couple weeks.
Is there a music department one, Chris? Is that the next one? What department?
Arts.
So. Oh, neat.
Introduction to, writing arts reviews.
Yeah.
Live events, albums, movies.
If you're a volunteer here, can you get tickets to go see shows and plays and stuff like that to review them?
Absolutely. You can talk to Nat, who's our arts coordinator.
There we go.
And they are hosting the Arts and Entertainment Meet and Greet on February 1st.
Excellent. So that would be next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
What time, Chris?
That is a very good question. It is on my
oh my gosh. We
again
being prepared.
Seeing where the sausage is being made.
This is how the sausage is being made. Wow. Oh, this is just...
Sometimes, never mind.
No, I think I know what you're talking about now. This is just like where this is the... You're being caught in various states of undress in terms of preparation for this interview that we're doing right here. Not really interview, but just this... promoting the station and things that are happening here.
All
for
right,
those that want to get involved. Here we go, CJSF training.
We're getting pretty close to the watershed, so I'll let that slide.
Where are we going here? And then when's the music one? When's Connor doing his?
All right. So the music one is February 8th. That is the Thursday after next Thursday.
Thursday after next Thursday. So that's how you get to come down, look at the library, and
find out how new music gets added to
and
the library.
Do they even still write reviews? Does that still go on here, or do they just get them from another pool?
We'd like you to write reviews.
We would love people to write reviews.
So,
we would love.
Yeah.
I wish I had more time. Yeah. If I had unlimited time, I would definitely be writing reviews. But alas,
take that long,
it takes me too long to write reviews.
I've preferred they're not too long.
Yeah, no, I got.
They also go on our socials.
I didn't think they went anywhere, and I was just ripping everybody. Like that's why I really like doing reviews. Was just I mean if there's something I liked, I mean it got heaps of praise. But wow,
we picked the good ones. We got on our socials. We got the CJSF.
Yeah,
as well as our
the good ones
charts.
Yeah, we got the charts too. We got the 100, the big 100 chart, and Connor put that up. I haven't gone through that yet. I want to see which. I wonder if Jabu is on there. I hope Jabu is on there. I know that's on the playlist. The playlist has been really good lately. It's been really good around here lately.
Charts are up online.
CJSF.ca website as well, and just scroll down. There's all kinds of stuff on the page there.
Yeah. But anyways, going back to the meet and greet.
Do we have time for this? Sorry. Yeah. What else? What other information can we give people before we go?
As we've talked about before, they're on every Thursday until February 8th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Sorry to cut you short there. I just want to get back to things. But, Chris, wonderful to see you. Thank you for stopping in.
Yeah.
And thank you for that. If you're interested in getting involved with the station, it's really informative. You get to see the place. Good luck finding it. I'm serious. You guys, I'd love to try and describe how to get in here. Here goes. If you're taking the bus and you get off at the exchange, you got to get up to Convocation Mall, which is this like big area with like a big, huge ceiling. That's like, how far up is that ceiling? It's huge. It's like probably like 30, 40 meters up.
Yeah.
And then you got to get up into that area and you got to walk to the east. And there's a building that's kind of set back a bit. It's called the Student Union Building. It's newer. And you got to go through those doors and keep walking all the way to the back, which is south, and you can see there's a bunch of glass at that end.
Yeah.
And you get to that end, you walk down all the stairs. You walk down every single stair all the way to the bottom where the bottom doors are. You turn around 180 degrees, and then the second door on the right is 1420, which is the CJSF headquarters. So
you can't miss it once.
You can't miss it once you're in that position, but getting there, my goodness. Like, that's probably the easiest way anybody's ever actually described it.
Just walk down all the stairs.
And there's parking near where the bus exchange is, so just come right up the gut and get parking right there. And all that construction, too, getting in here. I'm lucky I made it here today, honest to goodness. Anyway, back to the music.
I wanna see some girls tonight.